friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Lafayette, California, in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area on BBS Radio 1. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We have a fantastic show ahead of us. During the first hour, we'll be talking about getting food and clean water for the Hopis, and I'll have a scientist coming on the middle of this, the bottom of this first hour, talking about her efforts to help the Hopi as well, and I know you'll really enjoy the show. The second hour will be messages from various U.S. presidents who came to me a few days ago, and they wanted me to have another show on what they call Save the Republic. In addition to that, I'll be bringing on President Kennedy, and he has lots of fascinating messages for you all, and I know you'll really enjoy the show. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support, and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical radio programs in the world, with over 200,000 listeners in over 100 countries. And so I want to thank you all for your beautiful love and support. You know, if we all work together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. And that's the purpose of my show, is to make this world a better place. And I really hope you'll enjoy today's show. I also want to thank my friends, Don and Doug at BBS Radio, for all their beautiful help and support. And Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported show. If you'd like to donate, just go to my webpage at outofthisworldradio.net, and it's just $5 a month or $50 for the year. And I really appreciate your support to help us keep us on the air. I also have other radio shows in Miami, Florida on Fridays, and in Vienna, Austria on Mondays. And if you'd like more broadcast information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net, and all the broadcast information will be there. In about 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be starting my new Spanish language program for my Hispanic listeners in the United States, in Mexico, and Central and South America. It's going to be an incredible show. I start at 3 p.m. Pacific time on November 7th on BBS Radio Station 1. It'll be on this same channel, and I hope you can listen. I really, really want to make it a good show. Also in January, I've signed a letter of intent to start a new radio show in the Phoenix area to an audience of slightly over 4 million new listeners. So that should be an interesting show. Arizona, of course, is the home of Sedona and the Hopi Indians, a lot of beautiful people. And I'm really looking forward to this new show. Broadcast information will be available on my website at outofthisworldradio.net as the broadcast, as the plans finalize. So just keep checking the website, and I'll have all the information there. I want to thank everyone so much for their love and support. I'm continuing my efforts to raise food and water for the Hopi. This is what this program will be about during the first hour. The many elders, many people on the Hopi reservation are not getting any food. The trucks have stopped. Many trucks, food trucks, aren't coming to the reservation because of the alleged threat by the virus. So they're just not coming, and they're not getting any food. So, but thanks to our efforts, we've been supplying thousands of dollars of much needed donations in terms of food for the Hopi, as well as in-kind donations by many beautiful people, including Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network in Seattle, Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Michiko Hayashi of the Beautiful Moto Peace Project, carrying on the work of Dr. Masuro Moto in Tokyo, and I have a new scientist coming in on board to help us with water quality issues on the Hopi Reservation, Navajo Reservation. Her name is Dr. Michelle Peel. She's from Louisiana, and she'll be coming on my show in about 30 minutes. She'll be telling you about her work as well. For decades, the Hopis have been drinking carcinogenic, arsenic and radiation contaminated water. It's thanks to the mining efforts. There's a huge mining company who sucked out most of the water, the aquifer in the area. So now the Hopis get their water from the bottom of the aquifer, because that's where the water is. And unfortunately, as they pump this water out of the aquifer, it has lots of radiation. You can take a Geiger counter and the thing will go off the scale when people drink it. And what happens to people is that as they drink radioactive water, their immune systems all get compromised. And so they did get infected with the coronavirus, and their numbers have gone up as a result of that, and they're still recuperating. I know they'll make it through, but they need our love and light and lots of prayers. And most desperately, they need clean water. Now, through the efforts of Liam McLaughlin of the Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, we've been fundraising to provide clean water filters, which take out all the radiation and arsenic out of the water supplies on the Hopi Reservation. And we've been very successful in providing many, many water filters to many families around the reservation. One water filter costs about $125. And one thing I like is that the manufacturers of these water filters have been really helpful in tailoring water filters so that these filters can take out the radiation and the arsenic in the water. There are parts of the Hopi Reservation that I went to a year ago, where if you take a Geiger counter, you stop off the side of the road and you put the Geiger counter next to a rock cliff, for example, it goes literally off the scale. I mean, there's tons of radiation on the reservation and it causes a lot of problems for people. But I want everyone to know that the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. And with that, I'd like to ask Don and Doug, my producers, to please play the first segment, just a minute or two of the Fifth Dimensions Aquarius. I think that's a good start for this segment of the hour. And then we'll go into helping the Hopi. If you could play the guys, if you could play that now just for a minute or two, that would be great. Much, Doug and Don, for playing that. That's wonderful. Anyway, that sets the tone of not only this hour, but our following hour as well, because this planet, my friends, is headed toward ascension. And there's nothing that the negative elements can do to stop us. I'll be going into that as well. I'll be giving messages from six or seven different U.S. presidents, as well as Palladian Admiral Halosaurus, my good friend, who will be giving messages, as well as Albert Einstein and many other great spirits on our beautiful, bright future. I don't want anyone to get in too much of a doom and gloom right now, because we are on the verge of shifting into the fifth dimension. Now, I've talked to President Kennedy and Nostradamus both about this event now, and many of us have waited tens of thousands of years for this moment in human history. This planet is due to shift into the fifth dimension. Of the first places on this planet to shift into the fifth dimension is beautiful Mount Shasta in Northern California. And I was just there a couple of weeks ago and had a beautiful time. I'll tell you about that in a minute. At any rate, Mount Shasta is the first place on planet Earth to shift into the fourth and fifth dimensions. And next year, Sedona will follow, followed by the country of Japan, and New Zealand, among other places, and there will be different parts of planet Earth which will shift into this new dimension. So I want everyone to be excited and happy about that. Now, you may ask, well, what's the fifth dimension like? Well, for one thing, the coffee tastes better. Just kidding. but it everything is a much higher vibration, and instead of language like English or Spanish or German or French, or any other language we use to communicate with each other, we'll be communicating mostly by telepathy. There will still be languages around and still be languages used for communication, but most of the time we will communicate telepathically. And it's going to be an amazing time. underneath Mount Shasta, about 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta, there's a beautiful city called Telos, which is part of a Lemurian civilization that's been there for the past 12,500 years. In that particular civilization, they are human just like us, but except they're a little stockier, and they communicate telepathically, and they are in the fifth dimension. And if you want to see an example of what the fifth dimension's like, you can go down there sometime if you like with me on one of my trips to Mount Shasta and visit them. The colors are all much higher intensity than we have here in the third dimension. For example, the Peruvian blankets behind me here, that red in the screen would be far more intense and much brighter in the city of Telos than they are here in the third dimension. Third dimension is a little bit like, trying to progress in the third dimension is a little bit like trying to run a mile in mud. You can do it, but it's difficult because everything is slower and denser and a lower vibration. But in the fifth dimension, you're able to feel much lighter. The average longevity of people in Telos, for example, is 1,000 years. And after we ascend here in the next couple of years, we will be living, also achieving that new longevity of at least 1,000 years within the next 10 to 20 years. So get ready for it. It's going to be an amazing time. Plus, there's all kinds of things with the ascension coming. I'll be going into that next hour with messages from 7 different U.S. presidents, as well as Nostradamus and Albert Einstein and Ben Franklin. But we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And I want everyone to be optimistic and positive about the future. I know that the media in this country is very controlled and you don't get much positive news out of the media. But if it bothers you, just turn off the television or turn off the radio. Listen to my show, but don't listen to the negativity, because there's a lot of good things coming to us. I go to Mount Shasta several times a year, and a lot of people experience miracle healings there. One lady on a recent trip had her eyesight completely restored to 20/20 vision after having farsighted vision for decades. I myself had my eyesight restored from 20/50 blurry farsighted vision to 20/10 crystal clear vision a year ago. Other people have been cured of Lyme's disease. One lady was given a new set of legs. Another fellow was healed completely of Lou Gehrig's disease back in 2018. And this is done through, they have healing chambers in the city of Telos underneath Mount Shasta where you can go into and get a healing if you want. There's only a couple of requirements. You have to be very high vibration and also think very positively. If you have doubts or negative, you won't get a healing because your belief system will stop the healing from occurring. Recently, I'll be going into this during the second hour, but I have been under attack recently by the cabal and negative elements. And I won't go into details, but I want everyone to please send lots of love and light to me. I guess as I get successful and help raise consciousness of this planet, I attract the flies of negativity. And so I've had some negative things to deal with recently from the cabal, but I'm handling them. I'm getting galactic help on them. And I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support, because the tide has turned against them. They know they've lost the war. There's nothing they can do to stop the ascension. And within the next 2 years, many parts of the cabal will be completely eliminated and driven off planet Earth. They won't be here any longer. So that's the good news. This coming year should be an amazing time. I've got lots of messages from George Washington, Abe Lincoln, and President Kennedy on the coming new year, which I think you'll really enjoy. A couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Messages from the Masters. I'll bring a copy out for you. It's messages from, not from me, but it's from President Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Nikola Tesla, Nostradamus, Ben Franklin, and lots of beautiful spirits on our wonderful, beautiful future. And if you'd like a copy, please just send, it just costs $20. It includes a free reading from yours truly. Just send me an email to out of this world, out of this world, 1150@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to send you a copy. It's just $20 and includes a free reading by yours truly. Now, I have been behind in my book orders, and I apologize for that and the tuning forks, but I am catching up. As you know, I went to Mexico here a few weeks ago, and I had like 20 years of dental surgery on my teeth done in just 1 week. They replaced like 7 crowns, 2 root canals, and a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, I was in the dental chair for days, just under surgery for many hours, but I'm fine now. I'm getting better. I have been in some pain, but it's going away slowly, but surely my body's healing, but it has delayed my work, but I am catching up with everyone. And I want to thank everyone for their beautiful health. I also, when I'm out Shasta, I always get these beautiful little crystals. They're Lemurian crystals, and they contain the love energy of Telos and the Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta. And what I do is I have these, what they're called 528 Hertz tuning forks. And for those of you interested, 528 Hertz is the frequency of love on this planet. So when you hit one of these tuning forks with one of these Lemurian love crystals, you spread everywhere around the planet. So I'd like to do this. It's always fun on the show. I'm gonna go ahead and hit this now. And for everyone listening, you're gonna be bathed in the frequency of love. It's really cool. Okay, there's the first one. I'll do this 3 times. There's 1, 2, and 3. Isn't that nice? For anyone who's always wanted to know what the frequency of love is, well, that's it. Now, what's fascinating about planet Earth is that for tens of thousands of years, the frequency of planet Earth, or it's what's also called the Schumann resonance, was at 7.8 Hertz up until September 2016, when it nearly doubled to 13.8 Hertz. And since that time, it's gone nothing but up, up, and away. And for example, at Mount Shasta, parts of Mount Shasta are way above 500 Hertz, approaching 1,000 Hertz right now. And it's in the love frequency of Mount Shasta, and you really feel it when you're there. So it's a beautiful place. One thing I have to tell you, for those negative elements who've been attacking me recently, if they try to get into Telos, they'll be stopped. They won't be allowed. If they try to get on board one of the Pleiadian motherships, where I've gone recently, they won't be allowed, because they can read minds and they know your intentions before you even get there. So, and those third dimensional negative entities are a little bit like they're cornered, they're trapped, they don't know what to do, and they have lost the war. There's a funny clip by Data on Star Trek where he says resistance is futile. We'll be playing that. You will be playing that during the next hour. So I started my, I want to tell you a little bit about the Hopis. The Hopis actually come from the Pleiades, and they're very beautiful people. I'm not criticizing other Indian tribes and other Indian nations for pursuing, you know, for building casinos, because casinos on the reservation do provide a lot of income, needed income and needed employment for a lot of Native Americans throughout the United States. But the Kopi have specifically decided not to build any casinos on the reservation. So they're a very traditional tribe, and they have something called Prophecy Rock on the reservation. And the rock itself, there's 2 lines. I've talked about this before. There's 1 line that goes straight around this rock, and that represents humanity living in harmony with others and the planet, and treating both their fellow neighbors and fellow human beings with love, respect, dignity, and consideration, and not fighting and living in harmony. There's a second line above this straight line around this rock that goes up at a 45-degree angle, zigzags, and then it stops. And that line... That line represents what will happen if we continue to fight, if we continue to live in disharmony, if we continue to pollute and treat Mother Earth with disrespect. So I think it's, and what's interesting is that along the lines of this rock, there are 5 segments. And in the 5th segment, just before the 5th segment, which I think represents the 5th dimension, which we're entering into now, the zigzag line stops. And that's the end of civilization if we continue to fight and argue among us. Now, one of the things that Admiral Politian, Admiral Halosaurus has told me, and I've got lots of notes here to read during my second hour. He said that this will be a turning point for all of the entire world, for all civilizations on this planet, with this upcoming election, which is now in just a couple of months. And we have a choice too. We can either continue the old pattern of fighting, of conflict, of disharmony, or we can choose a path of advancement, of living in harmony and peace, and truly loving and caring about each other. I'll be going on in more of that with their messages in about an hour, but we do have a choice right now, and I hope people will choose the right path. All of us together, working together, I know if we can all care for each other and help each other out, we can create a much better and happier world. Recently, I want to give a thanks to American Airlines and their American Ambassadors Program for supporting the Hopi Indians in their quest for food and clean water, because they've donated now $20,000 to Clean Water Foundation of Washington in buying new water filters for the Hopi. That's such a beautiful gift. And that was arranged no other than by President Donald Trump. And this is the first time in history that the Hopis have received any kind of help on the U.S. presidential level for their nation. And I want to thank President Trump for his help. He's not perfect, but he's a good man. And I think he wants to do what's right for this country. And I'm voting for him. And I'm urging you to vote for him as well. He also has endorsements from Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, John Quincy Adams, and a host of U.S. presidents I've been talking to. And I'll be going over that, over all those messages here in a few minutes. When I started my spiritual journey many years ago, I often wondered about the future. And I used to, when I was in college at the University of California, Berkeley, we used to have philosophical discussions about what's the true nature of humanity. Are people inherently good, or are they inherently bad? And I always took the side that people were inherently good, but they may get off track through wrong choices or whatever. But we basically are good beings, and we want to create a much better and happier world. We all have the spark of the supreme being or the creator within all of us. And if we follow that and realize that we all have that spark within us, then I think we will have a much better and happier world. I just want everyone to think positively and optimistically about the future, because we do have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. And there's nothing that's going to be stopping us now in this quest for ascension. President Kennedy has told me that during this pandemic, this fake virus crisis, that at the beginning of it, in the January of this year, the amount of positive quantum light coming from this planet, from humanity, was about 65%. And since that time, it's risen by about 25 to 30%. So that now the amount of positive light emanating from humanity on this planet, in spite of all our problems, is about 90 to 95%. So the amount of positive light that's come in has been just tremendous. And so we are headed for ascension, no doubt about it. And one of the nice things that President Kennedy has said is that, you know, the kind of corporate cooperation that we've got now between the Hopi Indians, American Airlines, and President Trump is the kind of ideal example of how we can all work together to make this planet a better place. So I would urge everyone to set aside their political and social differences and viewpoints on life, and realize that we all have God within us, that we are all one. And if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. One of the things that Nostradamus has said is that back during the late 1980s, we were on a path actually toward World War III. And that world war was supposed to start about in 1993, with Clinton sending troops and money and supplies into Bosnia and Herzegovina. That, Nostradamus, under one timeline, would have led to a World War III that by 2005, much of the United States and much of Europe would have been completely decimated by nuclear weapons. Well, that didn't happen. Last time I checked, London is still there, Berlin's still there, Frankfurt's still there, Paris is still there, New York's still there, Seattle, San Francisco. I'm broadcasting near San Francisco in the Bay Area here, and we're all still here. And so we made the cumulatively all of us on this planet made the right choices to make this world a better place. And Nostradamus in particular is so proud of us, as is President George Washington and Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, Nikolai Tesla, Benjamin Franklin, all of the great spirits I've been in contact with the other, on the other side are all very, very happy and very, 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 very proud of our progress. One of the things people have asked me, well, what's going to happen to negative entities during this process? Well, for those people who choose not to ascend, who don't want to be positive, who continue like to fight and lie, steal and cheat, they have a special planet arranged for them. It's on the other side of the solar system. And it's a sister planet to this planet, but it's in the lower part of the third dimension. They will be there for one Mayan Ketun cycle, or the amount of time it takes for this solar system to go around the galactic sun of this universe, or 25,800 years. I'm sure everyone out there knows at least one negative person. And for those negative individuals, they'll be going to that planet for 25,800 years. Now, that's a long time to me, but in the greater scheme of things in the universe, what's 26,000 years when you've been around for several billion or several trillion years? That's a long time, but that's their choice. And if they don't want to go into the positive part of light, that's where they're going to go. They're going to, and they'll have time to work out their karma and then ascend. Other people maybe won't be there as long, but for the really negative types, they will be there. And I wish them all well, and I hope they'll make better choices next time. And with that, I'd like to welcome my good friend Michelle Peel, Dr. Peel, who's here now. She'll be helping the Hopi with their water situation. Michelle, are you there? I hope you're there somewhere. I just admitted you to the chat room. Do you hear us, Michelle? Okay. Well, hopefully, Michelle. Well, there she is. Okay. All right. Good. There you are.
Yeah, I'm coming to you from the Hopi lands as we speak.
Okay. Great. Great. I can see you're in your office there.
Yeah. Right. It's been my office for the last 2 weeks anyway.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, I know you've got 10 administrative assistants working with you. You've got several office suites there and cups of coffee everywhere and donuts. So you're all prepared. So, so Michelle,
I actually haven't had coffee yet.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thanks so much for coming on. And this morning, tell my audience about the wonderful donation of food that you just made to the Hopi.
I just met with some of the older Hopi. They met me out actually right outside the reservation, since they're not letting us on the reservation right now. And so we dropped off 200 pounds of rice and 60 pounds of dried beans and a case of salt and 3 pounds of pepper. And that was all I could fit in my truck on this trip.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, from the bottom of my heart and all my listeners worldwide, thank you so much. They're such beautiful people. And
yes,
they've
sir.
Been neglected for too long. And then now I'm so glad. It brings tears to my eyes to think that you drove all this way from Louisiana to deliver this food. So thank you so much. That's so kind of you.
That's certainly my pleasure.
For those of you who'd like to donate, you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and just click on miscellaneous. And there's a little tab there explaining our efforts to help the Hopi. Or you can just send a check if you like for whatever amount. 100% goes to the Hopi for either clean food clean water or food to Ted Marr, P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509. That's in the United States. Or you can send me an email as well to outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com. Now, Michelle, you've got a very interesting background, and you've helped others with cleaning up their water aquifers too, with what's something called, is it scalar energy? Am I pronouncing it right?
It actually, the larger term is radionics, but it uses scalar technology, which is, it goes all the way back, probably even before Tesla. I think probably Tesla had some help to go that direction, but that's what we use to do these balancings and to deliver the antidotes. It's all frequency medicine, you know, or frequency therapies. And it can be used on all kinds of things. You know, I do a lot of work in agriculture. And as a matter of fact, I just finished a big project, you know, in Louisiana because of the hurricanes. I work with a lot of the rice farmers. And so when the hurricanes come in, they bring all kind of contaminants with it, whether it's surge or in the rain or what have you. And it costs them a lot of water to be dumped and to refill. It's very expensive. And so what we did was we took samples of the contaminated water, and we were able to generate an antidote and then turn that around and broadcast it to the ponds and to the water sources, and we're able to negate and correct the contaminants in the water. So it didn't damage the rice and it didn't damage the crawfish, which is their two main products that they do every year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I've got some angel water I'll be sending you. Angel water is what was used by the Emoto office in Tokyo.
And right.
And what they did, a little bit of background for people who don't realize it. Angel water is actually a replication of water discovered by a Russian scientist after Chernobyl happened in Russia back in the 80s. And at this particular spring in the Ukraine, the whole area was very contaminated with radiation, except for this one particular spring, which contained water where nobody got sick from cancer. And for those people who drank the water, protected them from getting any cancer or radiation sickness. And so what a Russian scientist did back then is that he replicated the water. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. And then the Emoto office, after, of course, their 311, which they call, which is Fukushima, happened, they were distributing this water for free to the people of Fukushima and that whole area. And I know it really helped them. So I happen to have a bottle of that, and I'll be sending it to you, Michelle, so you can use it in your own work to clean up the aquifer of the Hopi. And if it works, it'll be just fantastic. I know it. I appreciate your help so much for doing that. How does this work exactly to a layman, to maybe a person listening here who has absolutely no science background? Maybe you could take some crayons and make diagrams for us to understand, or, you know, make it real simple, like McDonald's toys kind of thing.
Well, you know, I tell people all the time when we're talking about radionics, you know, you can talk real high, or you can make it real simple. You know, when we're talking about, you know, like a contaminant like radiation or arsenic, which of course is the two main things in the vanadium that are causing the Hopi problems on the aquifer, it all has a frequency signature.
Right.
Everything on this planet has a frequency signature, including us.
Uh-huh.
And so if you take it down to straight mathematics, you know, plus one minus one equals zero. And so really and truly what you're trying to do when you're talking about antidotes particularly is you're wanting to send a reverse to render it null and having no value. And thereby, when it has no value, it can do you no harm.
I see. Okay. All right. How long have you been doing this kind of work, Michelle?
Well, you know, I started years and years ago, I guess probably 25 years ago now, with Rife technology, which is all Hertzian frequency.
Sure.
And as the planet started going up in frequency and is operating, it was designed originally to operate on scalar wave. And when that really started kicking in and the planet started really going to scalar, the Hertzian frequencies no longer work to balance the body or make changes in the environment. What it would do is it would change it momentarily, but the moment you turned it off, it would revert back to this scalar and in an ever increasing frequency. And what's interesting about that, and when we talk about that in relationship to health, scalar operates, if you think about it, a battery. You know, when you think about a battery, you think about acid. Well, that's Hertzian frequency. And when you talk about scalar frequency, that operates in alkalinity. And our bodies, and really and truly everything on the planet, is supposed to operate in alkalinity. Hmm. And so all the illnesses that give us trouble, guess what? They love acid.
Oh.
And so what's interesting about this ascension is that as we go deeper and deeper and higher into the scalar, that alkalinity is going to kick in and illness just can't be there.
Hmm.
And that's the most exciting thing that I've seen in 25 years.
Well,
so I took all the information that I learned from the Rife and just translated it over into the radionics, which operates on scalar.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I know the prediction from Nostradamus is that once we shift into the fifth dimension, there will not be any more dis-ease or diseases.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Because we people will be living in harmony and peace. So dis-ease is nothing more than a reflection of living in disharmony and conflict and fighting, because all of that has an effect upon us. And that's a negative path, and the negative path is ending on this planet. Actually, what the Dalai Lama said many years ago is that evil was an experiment instituted on planet Earth in an attempt to make people force them to seek the positive path. But it hasn't worked very well, to be honest. And so that evil as an experiment is currently ending on this planet. They've done it, tried it, and it didn't work very well. So now they're going to try ascension. And I think ascension will be really good for the entire planet. So
I agree.
You know, so what you do is that you, getting things outlined here. You take these frequencies and you broadcast it using photographs of the water wells on the Hopi, and they're going to help you, right? They're going to help you get water samples.
Well, the folks that I just talked to a little bit ago, they're going to go to several of the wells, and there's a particular spring that's located near their village that they use. And I'm going to Rapid City, South Dakota to speak at the Master Symposium there. And on my way back, I'm going to call them, and they're going to give me the water that they selected. I still need the photographs, but, you know, if I have the original article, that's just as good. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Michelle, when will you be there approximately? Do you know?
I should be coming back through this area again, I think probably November 2nd. And I'm also supposed to meet with Leon, I think the 3rd, 2nd or 3rd.
Okay, here? I mean, in where you are now, or?
In Arizona, yes, sir.
Okay, great. Great. Leon's a good man.
Yeah, I spoke with him yesterday.
Okay, great.
And it was something kind of interesting that while I was talking to Leon, and he had texted me later, and he said that he thought we'd do great things together. And, you know, what I looked at when I was talking to him and looking at that text, I saw an element that could be charged with biophotonic energy that he could place inside of his water filters. Uh-huh. That would biophotonically charge the water as it went through.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And that excites all your protons in your body and electrons, and it just will enliven the whole system.
You know, Michelle, I don't know. You can't see yourself, but I do. And I can see all these white wings behind you.
Oh, that's just the glass. It's okay.
All right. Great. Well, you know, if this works for water supplies, could it work for people's health as well, to help improve?
Well, you know, think about this. I was thinking about this the other day, and it really kind of hit me like, oh, yeah, what an interesting coincidence, quote unquote, that we're 70% water. Guess what? The planet is also 70% water.
That's what the Emoto office talks about. Absolutely.
So, you know, is that going to affect it? You bet it is.
Sure it is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the Hopi share the same aquifer with the Navajo. So right. You help the Hopi out, you're going to help the Navajo too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can't do for one and not do for all.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, they help each other out. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I had a wonderful conversation with that lady a while ago, and you know, that was her mother.
Oh, okay.
Her mother came, and I guess that was Valetta's brother that also came and helped load in all of that. And I don't know whether they really understood what I was trying to tell them or not, but they were more than willing to get the samples for me if it was possible.
Yeah, well, that's great. I contacted her yesterday, and I said nice things about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't have to pay me for that. By the way, I said nice things about you, and I said you're a good lady trying to help as much as you can. It's all volunteer effort, so I really appreciate you doing that. I know that it'll really help help them out. So, hey, and I'm sorry I'm not there. I was going to be there, but it's a long drive to get there. And I wasn't feeling well after my dental surgery. And I'm just now getting back on my feet, getting my energy back. So I had like 9 or 10 teeth worked on. Root canals, crowns, you name it, a whole bunch of stuff. And I did like 20 years worth of dental surgery in 1 week. So
that's tough.
I bought a bottle of tequila for the pain, and it did help. I went down to a local liquor store in Mexico, and I explained. He said, "Oh, amigo, you need to drink this." So I got that. But, you know, I don't.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, Ted, you don't know if it made you better or not.
I don't know.
And then you didn't care.
You can buy a big quart sized bottle of tequila. It's aloe vera tequila, which is quite good and strong, for like $5 there. You know, it's very reasonable. But, you know, I mean, I couldn't live on that. I just did it for a few days, you know, for some time while I needed to put them out. But now I'm feeling better now. So anyway.
Oh, good. Yeah, you look better.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Well, I showered and shaved before the show today, so it helped. So.
Well, you just been all out. you didn't have to do that for me, Ted, okay?
Well, I thought I'd make myself look better. So anyway, well, let me ask you some simple questions, Michelle. How long, once you get this situation together with the angel water and everything, and you get the vibrations just right with your equipment, how long does it take to get relief for the Hopi waters and Navajo water? And how long does that last? Is that permanent change, or do you need to do it every year or every couple of months, or how does that work?
You know, most of the projects that I work on, you know, I'm on a rotation with them, you know, so I've been working the rice farmer and crawfish guy for 3 years now. Uh-huh. Now, one of I'll endeavor to answer that question with, you know, I have several different agricultural and livestock accounts, and they stopped doing the radionics. And so I was not broadcasting to their livestock or anything like that, but the changes in the livestock that were for the better continued, even though I wasn't broadcasting. So, you know, I don't know exactly how to answer that, because, you know, one, we've never done a project that's 2 trillion acres. I mean, that's what it is. It's 2 trillion acres.
What for the Hopi? For the Hopi,
yeah.
2 trillion acres, really? Wow.
Well, if you count the Hopi and the Navajo land is 2 trillion acres.
Right. Wow.
And you know how we're going to do that is with the pictures of the wellheads.
Right.
The wellheads are connected via pipe to the aquifer.
Right.
And because you're broadcasting to that, you by default broadcast to the aquifer.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so we had several wells that we worked on in Louisiana, which they have a lot of sulfur. And sulfur is an atom that sucks oxygen. It displaces oxygen. And so, you know, everything that the crawfish needed, they needed, just like a fish in the tank, they needed enough oxygen to breathe, or else they left the pond and they couldn't fish them. So what I did is I broadcast the reverse to the sulfur, and it no longer sucked the oxygen out of the water. And so we had water that was like 0.9 on the oxygen scale go to 7 on the oxygen scale.
My God.
By just doing the broadcast, which makes a huge difference. And then once you added that amount of oxygen, it changed the pH of the water, and the bacterias and the fungi couldn't exist there, the strips and the staphs, which rice, one of the big problems with rice because of the sugar content is Aspergillus flavus mold.
Oh,
so
I see.
Just making that change,
right,
changed the whole ecosystem. It changed the rice. It changed the crawfish. I mean, it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. Just making that one shift.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. That is just amazing. It's really fourth and fifth dimensional science, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely
not
is.
Not third dimensional. It's fourth and fifth. Wow.
Mm-hmm. No. And you know, it's making that vibrational shift, just like what we were talking about a while ago, that if you get the frequency up high enough and say you have you're here and illness is here, you don't care.
Yeah, right.
Because it's beneath you. It's out of your realm of influence, or you're out of the realm of its influence.
I don't want to get too off track today on this, but I have also been raising money for a new Hopi library, as well as a museum as well. Now, the library, I've gotten a bunch of books from people and some good donations, and I've slowed down a bit on it just because of my dental work I had done, and I really need to be down there. But I've already identified, I think, two or three different buildings which are just sitting on the Hopi Reservation. They're owned by the federal government. They've been sitting there for years. They're good buildings. And they could be easily used for a library or another cultural center for the Hopi. It just needs somebody to talk to the federal agency that has them and say, hey, they're not doing anything right now. You're not doing anything with it. Why don't you give it to the tribe and let them develop it as a library or a museum for them? Because they're beautiful people. They have a bookmobile, for example, that goes around the Hopi, which is okay. But there's no central location for kids and adults who want to study and read, a gathering spot. There's really nothing there. So that's one of the other projects I've been working on too. So if people want to kind of help me with that, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to give them all the details. But that's one of the things, when I get some time, I do want to go back down there and work on that. I've already identified the buildings. It's just a matter of talking to some guy in some federal office somewhere, you know, interrupt his coffee break and say, stop eating that donut. I need to ask you important questions. So get him to stop drinking the coffee and eating donuts and actually have him do something to release the building. So I know that there's support for it down there, but it just needs a little push. So anyway, that's my other little pet project I want to do for the Hopi. So among other things. So
anyway. I don't think there's a shortage of things that could be done.
No, I don't think so. No, no. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, no, no.
It's an exciting project. I'm really looking forward to working on it some more. I think, you know, one of the things that I certainly lamented over, it was just like, you know, it's kind of like what we've talked about before. You know, it's like, okay, you can filter it out, but, you know, it's still in their bodies. And I looked at this project and it's like, can I negate it in the soil, in the water? I do believe that I can.
Sure.
But I was really worried about the people, you know, because you talked about how short their lives were. And I prayed about it for like 3 days. And the angels told me, says the antidote's going to be in the water.
Okay.
And then a day after that, I listened to your video talking about the angel water.
Okay.
And so when you said you had some, and the angel water is going to be in the broadcast, that's going to be the antidote for these people.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why I was so excited about the angel water.
I know I have it. I will find it for you. It's in a box in storage somewhere. I know I have it. I will find it.
And
I will. Yeah, I will. Don't worry. I will. I will. I will. I will. Especially now, from Japan to the States, it's difficult to ship anything. Although I think it's opened up recently. I think the Emoto office in Tokyo still has some angel water, but I'm not sure. But I've got it here, so, you know, you don't have to deal with customs and all this other stuff, you know.
I
mean, there's no, but at any rate, I'll get it. I'll get it to you, Michelle. Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Perfect. Yeah, I just know that that's going to be the answer. And I mean, how else would you be able to deliver it if you didn't deliver it, you know, with scalar technology? I just think it would be impossible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. The Emoto office, by the way, I've gotten attacks from the cabal recently, and that office in Tokyo been under attack as well. So, but I want everyone to know, this is like November 1944, December 1944, the Battle of the Bulge. The negatives will not win this one. They can do whatever they like, but it doesn't matter, because resistance is futile. And
exactly.
The white hats will win this one. And we've waited long enough. Actually, President Kennedy has told me that if he had been allowed to live back in 63, what we would be now, the entire planet would be in the fifth dimension. And our longevity would be at least easily 300, 400 years. and we would hardly have any disease or poverty on the planet because we would have free energy. And we would truly be living in a paradise right now. That's what we were headed for in the 60s until the negatives hijacked it. They're trying to hijack it now, but they're not going to succeed. And I know that. So, you know, and it's just amazing how it's playing out. But have you voted already?
I did already before I left because I was going to be on the road during the election time. But, you know, that I've already done all of that for sure. You know, you talk about the negative forces coming against you. I mean, I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We had two major hurricanes and a tropical storm. All three, their eyes went right over my house. So tell me that they don't want me to do this project.
Well,
I promise you that.
My friend Albert Einstein just came in and he said, there's no such thing as chance in the universe. We live in a deterministic universe, and they did target you. Didn't work.
But, there's no doubt.
You know,
I mean, I really felt like I should have left after the first one just to spare the poor people and the devastation that has happened there.
Right.
But, you know, you can't really say that because everybody thinks that's egotistical. But I mean, the center pinpoint was the exact eye of the storm, which was my house.
Sure. Right. Exactly.
It was crazy.
Reminds me of an old Clint Eastwood film, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. And there was another one he had, too, in San Francisco, where at the end of the movie, this kid has caused a lot of problems and killed a lot of people. And Clint Eastwood faces him off and says, give it your best shot, kid. You know, and then he ends up getting blown away. But at any rate, they're giving it their best shot now. But I noticed that they're getting, even though that the country does have a lot of issues, their power seems to be waning. It's going down. It's not quite as strong as it used to be. And they're like rats cornered in a room. They don't know what to do or where to go. So anyway,
Well, that's a time frame that you really got to keep your wits about you, because desperation equals danger.
Mm-hmm. True.
You have to keep clear.
Right. Well, Michelle, if you like, if you've got the time, I know you got to get on the road to your next journey, long journey. But if you wanted to hang around for this time now, I'll be giving different messages from John F. Kennedy, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and other great presidents. You're welcome to hang on and chime in if you like during this second hour. But if you need to get on the road, I completely understand. And I'm going to cover you now with a cone of white light, then put a series of mirrors around you facing outwards to deflect any negativity, and ask God and the angels to put this into effect while you're traveling on your long journey, next journey. And they said you're going to be just fine. Yeah, just fine.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I really do need to kind of get on the road. I'm trying to beat this snowstorm and get on the other side of it. So,
okay. Is there a snowstorm coming?
Yes, sir. I think they're calling for 6 inches in Colorado, maybe 12 in the upper elevation. So I'm trying to get on the other side of it so I'm not late into South Dakota.
Okay. All right, Michelle.
But I am coming back down through here. I'm gonna meet with Leon, and I'm gonna also pick up the water, and hopefully we get the rest of it going. I'm gonna actually start when I go into Glenwood Springs this evening. I'm gonna go ahead and start on all of my preliminary. I'm gonna start the broadcast for the Hopi and the Navajo this evening.
Okay.
And once I get it, it's just all things to build them up to be able to do the antidote.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm gonna start that tonight, and then when I get the other, I'll generate the antidotes and do that as well.
Okay, I will get that. You still want me to send it to your home address in Louisiana?
It depends. You know, if I should be back in Louisiana like November the 9th.
Okay. All right.
You know, and it would just depend on whether or not you find it in time, you know, to send it to Leon or give it to Leon and let him bring it. I don't know how close he is to you.
Yeah, he's close. Yeah, he's close. I got this afternoon. I'll look for it. I know I can find it. Yeah, I get angelic.
If you want to give it to, is he flying or driving?
I don't know. He might be teleported by one of my galactic ships. I'm not sure.
Well, I would like a ride as well. Thank you very much. I'm driving.
Hold on. Let me ask Admiral Halosaurus. Yeah, he's got room, so if you want.
Oh, good. Yeah, can you please take my truck to South Dakota, right?
It's a big ship, so.
Anyway. I know. Huh? The only thing that I don't want to have happen is radiation on it. You know, different radiation, because then I'd broadcast a different antidote. So
yeah, you're not going to get radiation on it. I don't want you to worry about that. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Well, y'all make a decide on what you want to do on that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, when I find it, I'll call you and then just tell me where to send it. I can give it to Leon. I can send it to Leon. I can send it to you. I can send it to Martha. I can send it to really anywhere you want, you know.
Well, the fastest would probably be Leon, because I could do it while I was in Arizona. I'll have all my equipment.
All right. Leon's a good guy. Yeah. Leon's a good guy. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. And finally, I want to mention everyone. I want to thank everyone so much who donated, and especially I've got two names here I want to give special thanks to. Daryl Crump, I want to thank him so much for his contribution to the Hopi. It was so kind of him, as well as Leslie Green out of Gary, Indiana. He gave a wonderful contribution to the Hopi for food and clean water. And there's so many other people as well. I don't have a complete list with me, but know that God is thanking you, and all my spirit friends and angels are thanking you too. So anyway, Michelle, well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on my show today. And I hope you have a beautiful and happy trip, and I'll give you a call, or I'll send you a text when I find it. I think I know where it is. I'll find it and then I'll get it to you somehow. Okay.
Well, thanks for having me, and y'all have a great day as well.
All right, Michelle. Oh, and one last question. Is there a certain quantity you need? Do you need like 6 ounces of it, 12 ounces? Does it matter, just as long as you get the water sample?
Yes. You could bring me just a little bottle of it. Like I told you before, I just need a little bit of it and I'll give it back to you.
Okay, my friend. Well, I'll get it to you somehow. I'll find a way to get it to you. So anyway. Okay, Michelle. Thank you so much again for all your beautiful work and for taking the time to come on my show today. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Okay, great. Bye-bye, Michelle. Take care. That was Michelle Peel coming to us. She's a scientist from Louisiana who's cleaned up other water supply systems with her beautiful scalar and Rife technology. So, and she's volunteered to help the Hopi clean up their aquifers as well. So that's so kind of her, and I appreciate her so much.